Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 327. There is a constant complaint from my listeners, especially from the non-medical people, that the topics are difficult to understand and only the medical people can understand them. To them, my only answer is, almost all the followers of Dr. Hammer, like late Helmut Piller, Isidora Lucker, Caroline Marcolin, Giovanna Condi, Andy Lokimiers, etc. are not doctors. Even Danny Carter, one of our global GNM enthusiasts, is not a medical person by profession. Only thing that is important for you to take up the learning and the teaching of GNM is your interest in this great science. Out of all the members of global GNM, a good percentage are non-medicos. You can always refer to the website of Caroline Marcolin for getting the diagrams of each organ or tissue we discuss daily. Any textbook or website dealing with this so-called disease of the particular organ or tissue will be of help, but you have to make your discretion to decide its authority. Anyone who is interested in learning GNM seriously can refer back to the audios uploaded in our own website www.globalgnm.com. Let us continue with the SBS of the organs controlled from both cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. Today, our topic of discussion is extraocular muscles. There are six small muscles surrounding each eye to control its movement. Out of them, four are rectus muscles, meaning straight muscles, and two are oblique muscles. The rectus muscles are responsible for regulating the movement of the eyeball from left to right and up and down, and the oblique muscles for rotating the eyes. Therefore, they are named according to their position and function. The superior rectus moves the eye upward, the inferior rectus moves the eye downward, the medial rectus moves the eye inward or towards the nose, and the lateral rectus moves the eye outward or away from the nose. The superior oblique rotates the eye inward and downward, and the inferior oblique rotates the eye outward and upward. What is important for our study today is that the extraocular muscles are all made up of striated muscles originating from the new mesoderm, and therefore they are controlled from both the cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. That means the extraocular muscles have two control centers in the cerebrum, one in the cerebral medulla and two in the motor cortex part of the cerebral cortex. The former is responsible for the trophic function or the nutrition of the tissue, and the latter for the ability to move the eye. Here again, there is a crossover correlation from the brain to the organ. That means the right eye muscles are controlled from the left side of the cerebrum, and the left eye muscles are controlled from the right cerebral hemisphere. I am reminding you what we studied few days back. The extraocular muscles and the striated ciliary muscles share the same brain relays. Now we are moving on to the study of the biological conflict linked to the extraocular muscles. Here you should have in mind the knowledge that the extraocular muscles are controlling the movement of the eye. Therefore, the biological conflict linked to the extraocular muscles is one of the following. 1. Not wanting to look in a certain direction. 2. Not being allowed to look there. Or 3. Not being able to look there. Out of them, not wanting to look in a particular direction may be because there is something distressing there. It can occur in newborns if there is a bright fluorescent light blinding them in the delivery room. Suppose a student was caught cheating while he was trying to copy the exam from his neighbor. We can say that his conflict was not being allowed to look there. If by any reason the infant was not able to look towards the mother, is likely to suffer from the conflict of not being able to look there. There are a lot of common conditions occurring during the conflict active phase of the extraocular muscles, and we are going to study them next. Here again, due to the fact that extraocular muscles have two controlling centers, there are two possibilities. The first one is the cell loss or necrosis of the muscle tissue because it is controlled from the cerebral medulla, and the other, in proportion to the degree of conflict activity, there can have an increasing paralysis of the affected eye muscle because it is also controlled from the motor cortex. As was told already, all the striated muscles, therefore the extraocular muscles also, belong to the group of organs that respond to the related conflict with functional loss. As a result of the paralysis or weakness of the eye muscle, there will be the very common eye condition known as strabismus. It is explained in conventional medicine as an abnormal alignment of the eye. It is nothing but the condition of having a squint or the inability to attain binocular vision. In GNM, the deviation of one or both eye has a specific reason, and that is the psychic conflict. Depending on the exact nature of the conflict, one or both the eyes may deviate inward, outward, upward, or downward. As in the case of any tissue derived from the mesoderm and controlled from the motor cortex, whether the right or left eye muscle is to be affected is determined by a person's handedness and whether the conflict is mother, child, or partner related. A localized conflict can affect the eye muscle that is associated with the specific conflict situation. The remaining part of the SBS of the extraocular muscles we will discuss tomorrow. Wishing you all the best, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.